Jazz Maui's annual East Meets West Festival is an ambitious enterprise with the fusion of cultural influences as its goal. The program is a varied one, including both music and dance from Asia and the West. Founder Bryant Neal hopes to foster collaboration among artists from radically different genres. He spoke with us about the festival and about its roots in music education.
Jazz Maui is actually a byproduct of Arts Education for Children Group, which was founded in late 90s in response to a need for an after-school program with an arts-based curriculum, mm-hmm. which grew into what do you do during the summers, and that turned into us bringing guest artists to come out and do workshops and clinics, and that would lead to performances. And as those kids have grown over the years, our level has moved up with that as well.
Well, why jazz, Bryant? I mean, what is it about jazz that has a particular educational value?
Well, a couple of things. One, with a small school base, creating a jazz ensemble is much easier than trying to come up with a symphonic band.
That's a good
for a lot of purposes in that respect.
Yeah.
The other, because of jazz and its just versatility, kids can come into that with just about any instrument, and the improvisational side of that and the true art form that it is sort of allows it for a lot more of a cross-section. And even for an audience, we found that there's not a whole lot of that on a large scale, but the true devotees have been very supportive.
Well, you know, jazz used to be almost exclusively passed along in a kind of oral tradition, and now that it's formally taught, there are just a lot more jazz musicians out there.
Yeah, you know, the thing that happens there with most musicians, and that is the improvisational side of it and the pure expression that jazz allows for. You've got a lot of people that read notes and don't take anything away from that, but there's a technical aspect of that sort of thing. And these guys, these kids have to get beyond that. You may be familiar with the vibraphonist, Mr. Emil Richards. We've used him a number of times as workshops and clinics. And one, and he pointed out to me one day, he goes, oh, my gosh, the state of where music is, if you don't start getting those kids in an ability to start putting away those charts and being able to swing, so to speak, but
yeah.
That's something that has to be introduced, and a lot of that comes from actually being able to see the pros do that.
That is the complaint, to the degree that there is a complaint about the academic approach, is that it you do miss something of the feel of the oral tradition days. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that being said, I'm a firm believer in any discipline, there is exactly that. Once you learn the ABCs, that frees you to go off.
Yeah,
and that was the problem with a lot of those people that never knew how to read music, is that they were limited in how far they could go, because when they got to an orchestra, if you can't read charts,
you're
out of luck. You're never going to make a living doing that unless you're just a star.
Yeah.
And even at that, you know, obviously there are a lot of guys that have faked through that, but the idea of a kid becoming accomplished as a chart-reading musician, and then also being able to incorporate, because that's where the freedom comes. Once you can stop having to worry about, you know, making the notes, that allows creativity to happen.
And yeah, you know, that can be a tough thing for young people to get their heads around, the whole idea of discipline as a path to freedom, but you're exactly right.
Yeah. You know, and that has a great deal to do with the instructors. You know, a lot of people can do, but not everybody can teach. And that being able to transfer knowledge and wanting to be able to do that's a lot. And many disciplines, again, I've run into people like, how do you do that? And they're best in their fields, and then all of a sudden you see them grasp for words and understanding. But the idea of being able to be good and proficient at something and then be able to turn around and share that information and to break it down so that people can actually understand it, that's the difference between a really good teacher instructor and not. And don't get me wrong, the idea of these guys being able to view and watch these people at work, that's what's a really nice little added benefit as well.
Well, you've got this this festival coming up this weekend that has the opportunity to see quite a few people at work in a variety of disciplines, yeah?
Yeah, you know, the East Meets West, the theme is not necessarily from a geographic stand as much as taking, that is going to be a component, but being able to take the bases of music and, like I said, this year, dance, and see how those peer forms of discipline are presented, and then the collaboration aspects of it, taking little elements from one and the other and barring with each other. Many of the performers who will be performing, especially on the dance side of it, are young, innovative, classically trained dancers who've gone off and done different things and will be now able to mingle with each other and come up with some really interesting collaborations.
You know, in a way, it's a for jazz, it's a full circle because, you know, in the 20s and 30s, dance and live jazz performance were pretty tightly linked, weren't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's really interesting you would say that because as you're bringing in, thinking about a lot of these tie-ins and analogies. Yeah, that being said, one of the workshops is going to be being taught by a young lady who will actually be talking about tango elements.
Uh-huh.
So she is a cultural dancer and, you know, digging down and digging deep into that. And, of course, with the jazz angle there is bringing something that's even more traditional than even really had thought about there. Yeah.
Well, you know, it doesn't seem that long ago that a lot of traditional art forms were a little bit kept within their boundaries, and you didn't see as much cross-fertilization as you see in these days. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, there was that whole purist form of, you know, there wasn't any mixing of any of that sort of thing. But I think now, and that's one of the wonderful things about some of these younger students, and, you know, all of these guys are global, and they're all flying and studying in different places in the cross disciplines. There's actually being encouraged now versus just being stuck in one mold, so to speak.
Yeah, it used to be that if you stepped outside of your boundaries, you were a bit of a renegade, and you were being untrue to your cause.
Yeah, right? And think about those guys. They were the groundbreakers, you know, the John Coltranes and the people that were doing things that were a little askew of what was, you know, just sort of breaking the glass. So I guess on some levels, you know, you got to have a rebel there to break through.
Well, and that, you know, that gets back to your whole educational mission, doesn't it, of encouraging young people to maybe wax a little bit rebellious.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, too, having instructors who encourage that and actually show them. And even there's even a little discipline in that part of it, you know. If you're going to go off on these tangents, here's how you do that. You actually interviewed us a couple of years ago when Arturo Farrell was here.
Mm-hmm.
And his trumpet player, Mr. Jim Seeley, you know, that was one of the things that was really great about a lot of those workshops and clinics is having those guys stand there and answer questions and let them know, you know, I was in your position at some point, you know, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Yeah.
And there's no excuse for that. No, there's no other way. You just do it. That's just part of it. So hearing that and seeing those guys kind of becomes a full circle as well. It's one thing to have a guy come in and then just work with them and, you know, from an academic standpoint. But at these performances, that's when the students can then sit back as an audience member and then see these guys perform at their optimum in a location as such. So it's just a wonderful experience all around.
Bryant Neal is the founder of Jazz Maui, whose East Meets West Festival begins this Friday when dancers from Hawaii, Taiwan, and the U.S. mainland perform at the Iao Theater in Wailuku. Featured dancers include Yunyu Wang from Taiwan, Malia Yamamoto, and Tony Passion from Hawaii. On Saturday, May 27th, the Ictus Band from Spokane, Washington, will headline a jazz concert that also will include the Na'ali Big Band of King Kekaulike High School.